Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Our limud in the Mishnah Yomi continues in the second parak of Bikurim. Yesterday we began the second parak of Bikurim with a comparison between Truma and Bikurim. So today, Mishnah Bet, we're going to pick up Yesh b'maser u'bikurim masha'ein ken b'truma. There are aspects of both Maser and Bikurim that they share commonalities, masha'ein ken b'truma, that are not found in Truma. So Maser and Bikurim have items that are similar that are distinct from Truma. Shehama'aser v'habikurim t'unin havat makom. That both ma'aser, we're talking about ma'aser sheni, which is brought to Yerushalayim, and bikurim, the gifts, the first fruits that are brought to the temple, t'unin havat makom. They have to be brought to a specific makom. Truma is simply given to a kohen anywhere. T'unin vidui, and they need a confession. Perhaps acknowledgement is a better term. We've discussed vidui ma'aser in the fifth parak of Mishnayot of Ma'aser Sheni, and this was done on the fourth year and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, before the last day of Pesach. They would come in and they said, Biarti Kodesh min Abayit, etc., etc. I've taken care of all the tithes. I didn't leave anything over. We discussed there in the fifth parak of Ma'aser Sheni exactly what all the terms mean in those Pesukim and Devarim. And Bikurim too, as we've seen, have this statement, this discussion that we're thankful of the land Hashem has given us, and we're thankful Hashem brought us to the land, and we're bringing the first of our fruits to the temple in acknowledgement that everything is coming from Hashem. Back to the Mishnah, Asurin la'onen, and an onen, someone in the first stage of mourning, that lo aleinu, he has a close relative who's passed away, and he's not yet an avel, he's the stage of aninus, before avelus, he cannot eat either maiser or bikurim. Rabbi Shimon Matir, he's Matir Bikurim, because Bikurim are not just called Kodesh, also called Truma, and Truma could be eaten by an Onan, so Rabbi Shimon allows Bikurim to an Onan as well. The Mishnah continues, Chayavin Bibir, and they have to be removed. Remember, Biarti a Kodesh min Abayit. As we discussed in the Masechet Maaser Sheni, that at the end of the fourth year and the seventh year, or the end of Pesach of those years, any Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that were not brought to Yerushalayim have to be destroyed. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're Poter from destroying Bikurim, you just give it to a Kohen. Because again, it has a similarity to Truma. Ve'asurin kol shehen melechol b'Yerushalayim. And it's usur in any amount to eat in Yerushalayim. Now this is talking about a din of bittel. This is not, doesn't mean it's usur, it means if some Maaser Sheni or some Bikurim were accidentally mixed in with regular Hulin produce, you can't rely on Batel. You can't say, oh, there's 100 parts of regular or 200 parts of regular versus one part of Bikurim, one part of Maaser Sheni. When you're in Yerushalayim, you can't do that because you could eat the whole thing in Yerushalayim. So it's called in Halakha, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's something that has a heter, and when you can use that heter, you don't rely on bittel to say, oh, it's bittel in 101. Well, you can't do that because you're already in Yerushalayim, so it's already mutter to eat the entire mixture, but you have to eat the entire thing with the stringencies associated with Bikurim or with Maaser Sheni. So Bikurim, it would be go to the Kohen, and Maaser Sheni has certain levels of Kedusha required for that and not allowing it to go to waste, as we discussed there. Gidulehim asurin melecho b'shalayim af lezayim lebehema, and what grows out of them. So they planted seeds of Bikurim, you know, those pomegranate seeds, they planted them, but they were from Bikurim, or they planted Maaser Sheni seeds inside Yerushalayim itself. Then what grows out of there, the gidulim come out of the ground, it's asurdi, again, it's not batel because it's in Yerushalayim, so it have to be used with the stringencies of Bikurim or Maaser Sheni. Couldn't even be eaten by animals. Recall that Maaser Sheni, you can't feed to your animals. Rabbi Shimon Matir, again, Rabbi Shimon allows it. Hare elu b'maaser bikurim masha'ein ken b'truma. These are aspects of maaser and bikurim that are common, that are not like truma. A quick aside on the subject of planting seeds in Yerushalayim, there's a famous Rambam who says after the Churban Mikdash, the Kedusha of the temple was batel, but the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was not batel. So it's a tzorich iyun, you have to look into it. And the mice, if you're planting a garden in Yerushalayim itself, you really need to ask a shaila, what is the exact status of this, what grows according to the Rambam? Good. Mishnah Gimel. Yesh b'truma maaser masha'ein bikurim. Truma and maaser have similarities that are dissimilar from bikurim. She'a truma v'maaser osrin et gurin. The tithes and the maaser, they make the gurin, the threshing floor, usser, meaning it's tevel until you separate these items. once it's on the threshing floor, meaning the last stage of processing, which, as we've discussed in our study of Trumot and Maisrot, once it's done, it's considered finished and processed, you can't eat it until you take the tithes. B'yesh lahem shir, and they have a minimum amount. Truma gedola, remember, is 2%, 1 out of 50. And Maiser is 1/10. Maiser sheni, again, is 1/10 of what's left over. V'nogim b'kol haperot, and they apply to all kinds of perot. Now, as we discussed, deraita, it's grains and grapes and olives that are really chayev deraisa, but it's everything derabanan is subject to truma. And recall that bikurim is only limited to the shivas aminim, the seven species. Bifnei habayit v'shelo bifnei habayit, and maaser and truma apply when there is a temple or, God forbid, without a temple, which we hope to fix very soon, whereas bikurim is only with the temple. Uvarisin, uvchachorot, uvsikrikon, uvgazlonen, uvegazlan, sorry. As we discussed in the second Mishnah, in the first parak, if somebody stole the land, or the mafia pushed someone off the land, or it's a guy who's a sharecropper, and he gives a percentage of the yield to the owner while he works it, or a hachirot is a renter in the sense he gives a fixed amount of the produce to the landowner, so that might prevent bikurim, or at least the vidui bikurim, but these people do have to separate maaser and truma, even though lemaisa the land is not truly their own land. Hare elu b'truma maaser mashein hu bikurim. These are the similarities of truma and maaser that are dissimilar from bikurim. Shkoyach rabosei zagizut.